Today, we're continuing yesterday's lesson titled To Pet or Not to Pet. In the introduction, we were introduced to the fact that there are 4,000 tigers living in the wild, but a larger number of them currently live in captivity, where they live in private zoos, public zoos, or they are pets for people who collect them or use them for magic shows or other purposes. The introduction had us learn about how Tony and Shiva, the two people talking, were looking at baby tigers while talking about if it is good or bad to have them as pets. Shiva started by sort of gushing and having a wonderfully emotional reaction to how cute those little baby tigers were. And Tony says, well, maybe don't take them home with you because raising them into adults will be quite a lot of work. And Shiva says that, of course, she doesn't want to raise these pets herself, but there are many people around the world who keep tigers, lions, leopards, and jaguars as pets. Tony mentions that he thought it was not okay, it was against the law, to keep these endangered animals, or animals that will soon go missing from the world, as pets. Shiva references a show that was very, very popular early in 2020 called Tiger King, which is about people keeping them as pets. Tony says that the name of the show is familiar, but that he doesn't really get a chance to watch many documentaries, and asks Shiva what the show is all about. She says that the show has a large group of people who are very strange and interesting to watch, but also the show talks about whether or not it's okay for humans to be raising these big wildcats inside of private zoos. Tony goes into asking her what's wrong with having private zoos for these animals. And she says that one of the big things that they do at these zoos is allow people to pay and to take pictures with baby cubs. And Tony continues to say, well, he doesn't see what's wrong with that. It seems like the people learn about the animals as well as get a chance to have some unforgettable pictures. Shiva then says that, well, the problem is that the cubs eventually grow up, and they grow up into large, dangerous animals that are looking for more food.
今天我们延续昨天的文章讨论到就是关于饲养大型野生动物的议题还有道德伦理标准，那标题它就讲养物为患。那一开始呢，导文就是说呢，野生专家估计就是大约有4000只老虎存在于野外，但是呢其实被饲养的大型野生动物数量甚至是更多的，他们就会居住在私人的或者是公立的动物园里面，或者是会被一些野生动物的收藏家当作宠物饲养。那 Tony 跟 Shiva 他就在观察当地的动物园的一对幼虎， Shiva 就跟 Tony 说他很想要带他们回家，因为那对幼虎看起来很美。那 Tony 呢他就说呢，就是他不晓得 Shiva 是不是真的知道饲养就是老虎需要付出怎么样子的代价。那 Shiva 他就跟 Tony 说他不是认真的，但是他也跟 Tony 说呢，世界上有很多的人都会把饲养老虎啊、狮子啊、美洲豹等大型的野生动物当作宠物饲养。那 Tony 他一直就以为说就是饲养这些濒临绝种的动物是违法的，但是 Shiva 他就是接着又问 Tony 说，你有看过就是今年有一部就是非常火红的纪录片影集叫做养虎为患吗？那 Tony 他就觉得名字很熟悉，但他很少看就是纪录片的影集，所以他就问说这个内容是什么。那 Shiva 就说除了就是有很多很奇怪很古怪的人物角色之外呢，这一部片的影集它着重在一个主题，就是私人的动物园里面是不是可以就是饲养就是大型的野生动物，然后饲养他们的道德伦理标准在哪里。那 Tony 他就说，他就接着问说，那不符合道德伦理标准在哪呢？ Shiva 就说呢，因为私人动物园就是吸引人的地方，就是他允许就是客人付钱，然后就是抚摸那些幼虎，还有就是跟那些幼虎就是摆姿势拍照。 Tony 他说看不出有什么有问题的地方。那 Shiva 就说，因为呢这些幼虎他终究会长大，但是他长大的意思就是说他们终究会成为食物链顶端的顶级掠食者。 Let's listen to the article for today. Let's listen to the dialogue.
Oh, I see.Then they aren't as cute anymore. I bet they require tremendous quantities of food. Exactly. Maintaining a fully adult tiger costs exorbitant sums of money, and their commercial value is less than that of a cub, So many private zoo owners consider them a financial drain and don't always care for them properly. Tony says he understands that the animals growing up is a big issue. He says that when they grow up, they aren't as cute as they used to be. And on top of that, they probably require quite a bit of food. Shiva says that that's right. She then goes on to use the word exorbitant, which means unreasonably high. She says that maintaining a fully adult tiger costs an unreasonably large amount of money, and that their commercial value, the amount of money that an owner can make on an adult, is much less than on a baby. So many private zoo owners consider them a drain. A drain here means to take away strength or to allow something to get used up. Here it means that the babies and the adults are using up money, and that the adults use so much money that the people who own the zoos don't want to take care of the adults properly because they're just losing money over and over again, unlike the babies, where they're able to earn money.
Tony 呢，他就是说呢 ，Oh, I see. 哦，我知道了。Then they aren't as cute anymore. 就说呢，他们就不再像小时候一样可爱了。I bet they require tremendous quantities of food. 就说呢，我打赌他们一定需要极大量的食物。那 Shiva 就说 ，Exactly, 没有错。Maintaining a fully adult tigers costs exorbitant sums of money, and their commercial values is less than that of a cub. 就说呢，你要饲养一个成年的老虎会花巨额的资金。这边有一个形容词 exorbitant， 指就是过高的或者是不合理的高的意思。那他们的就是商业价值也会远低于就是幼虎。So many private zoo owners consider them a financial drain and don't always care for them properly. 就说呢，所以就很多私人动物园的负责人就会把成年老虎视为是财务上的负担，然后不会妥善的照顾它。这边有一个名词叫 drain， 就是指负担或者是消耗。